what's your view on tonight?
Obviously, it's not good enough. We didn't pick up any seconds. Gave away too many soft goals. Yeah, it's unacceptable.
You were in the game, you know, for a good period, up to the 60th minute, perhaps, if you want to look at it that way, until the second. Did you think so?
I didn't think we were. No. I think probably the last 15 minutes, probably last 20 minutes in the first half, I thought we got a small bit of joy. We kept it a small bit better. But we're giving away silly goals. It's killing us.
The first goal looked like a defensive error that led to them getting it. The ball seemed to move in flight, though, as well, did it?
No, obviously, listen, we were sloppy around the edge of the box. We're giving teams goals too easily. And they said, you see, the second and third, you know, we're beaten too easy. So listen, they're a quality side. Listen, they've got quality all over the pitch. They have, like, but we need to do that. We need to do better.
They emptied their bench. Two of their subs scored. You only used two subs. Was there a reason for that?
Yeah, we have got one or two injuries. We have Ronan has a problem with his hamstring, and I'm a small bit cautious putting him on. He hasn't done much training, and we've got one or two others, so that's the reason why I didn't do it.
Daniel was named but didn't start. Was it? We're hearing different. We've heard that it was an injury, but we've also heard that might have been a disciplinary issue.
There was no injury. No, there's no injury. Daniel was late. We have rules here. We have rules, and you know, discipline is very, very important. Daniel was there, so Daniel wasn't in the squad.
You're not the same Colin that I saw before the break. You're disappointed.
No, absolutely, I'm disappointed. Absolutely, I don't like losing. I don't like losing. As I said, that it's great when you're winning, and obviously when you're putting on performances. But I can't listen for the players and all that kind of stuff. Listen, we need to be better. We need to be better, and those performances there hurt me. They hurt me, and we need to be better all over the pitch.
How are you going about rectifying it? I know there's transfer window still open.
Transfer window, yeah, it is, but it's difficult at this time of the year. It is difficult at getting the right players in, but we'll keep working on it. We'll keep working on it. As I said, we'll come back in training next week, and we'll get ready for the next game. That's all we can do, but is that those performances, they're not acceptable.
Does it hurt you that much more that the opening two goals came from defensive errors more than quality of the opposition?
No, absolutely. Yeah, it is. It's frustrating. It is, absolutely. As I said, that it's... They're not in the first two... They're not opening us up as much. Do you get me? But it's goals that we need to be better in. And it's when you're playing against this, the level that they are, it's that the goals that we're giving away is just... It's too soft. It's too soft. You know, it's like we have to work an awful lot harder to get our goals.
Is it fair to say that side is lacking confidence after what happened in Ferry-Carrig last week?
No, I wouldn't say that. Obviously, it was a tough game last week up there. Obviously, the way it went against us, but the lads came back in and they trained well all week. But you're probably looking at that performance and you're probably thinking, has it taken effect? I wouldn't have thought so. I just think that we were playing. Listen, there's a big difference between Wexford and Dundalk. You know, they've got quality all over the pitch.
How do you control the sort of the discipline of such a young side? Like, because you know, the side isn't exactly full of League of Ireland experience, but they were kind of like at 1-0 down. The aftermath, they were throwing in tackles. They were leaving ones late. They looked like they could go into the book. Luke Palmer seemed to be maybe in a position where if you had an extra option on the bench, you might have had to take him off.
Take Luke off.
Yeah, we've kind of seen previously that when
Luke
he's
is
on
Luke
books.
Is Luke is 17, okay. Luke is 17, and Luke is putting himself about the pitch, okay. And I admire that, okay. He's still a kid. He's still learning the game, okay. And there's going to be times. And listen, Luke plays on the edge, and that's what we want from him. And I understand too is that you're thinking, okay, he might get sent off. He might get. This is the way he is. Like, you can't take that away from him. Do you know? Listen, I thought it is difficult. You're playing against they're good centre backs, but. He didn't shy away from it. He's got banged in the head twice. He's still going on. So I like that part of it, you know.
Sorry, I know you probably don't want to single out players, but certainly our goalkeeper has gone from hero to another level. There was a couple of those goals tonight. He was beaten at the near post. Yeah. That doesn't really happen.
It doesn't, and Tim knows that. He needs to be better. As I said, that they've gone in too easily tonight. Yeah, he needs to be better, absolutely. And as I said, against the level that we're playing against, is that we're just giving them goals.
Your own young man came on tonight in the second.
With Aaron, we made a change with Carl. With Aaron, is that Aaron hasn't played much football behind him. You know, so the more games Aaron will get, the better he'll get. And I said he still looked a small bit rusty, but over time, but that's expected. As I said, he hasn't played many games up in Cork.
Now you're not scoring goals, but you're conceding too many. You've admitted that you were disappointed where they played tonight. But I mean, is it now more? Is it an all-round concern about the way the team is playing as a unit more than we're not scoring goals? Because we're conceding too many.
We scored three last week. Yeah. You know, so I know it's
one man, two penalties.
We have scored goals. Like, so it's just probably against the level tonight. Is that, you know, it was difficult. You know, so but overall, I just think that we need to be better.
Yeah.
In terms of Dan being left out tonight because he was late, is that just tonight? That's the end of this matter.
Listen, I'll wait and see. I'll speak with him next week. As I said, is that, I mean, everybody else is on time. We have rules here, like, and it says that I can't make different rules for different people.
Ronan's hamstring injury.
Ronan's hamstring, he felt it last Thursday, and he pulled out of the warm up, and with these hamstrings, is that, if I put him in against Wexford, there was a fear that he could pull it. Okay, so, and he was really sore. He didn't train all week. He trained a small bit yesterday, only did a small bit. I was thinking, if I put him on, is there a chance? And I don't want to lose him for 6 or 7 games.
Maybe thinking with the cup game in mind in a fortnight as well.
I'm just thinking of Ronan. I'm thinking of Ronan because I know Ronan, he'll play. He'll play, but I'm just trying to, he's still young, I'm just trying to protect him a small bit. He only trained yesterday for 20 minutes. That's the only training he did. If I put him on and put him on for 10 minutes and he pulled his hamstring, then it could be six. It could be the season. So he's so important, is that I'd rather get a full week's training into him before I do put him on.
You kind of alluded to it. He's never going to be the one to pull himself out of the squad, but maybe is it the lack of kind of squad depth right now that forces you to have to even name him as a sub?
No. It's just that he trained yesterday and I put him on the bench. It's good to have him around the place too, in around the dressing room as well, like that. So listen, you've got 9 players on the bench anyway.
It's a case of just reset now and move on, absolutely.
But listen, we have to look back in the game and see where we can improve. And you know, it's and there's a lot of stuff to work on. I knew that coming into the job. Listen, it's you know, we have a young squad and players are still learning the game, and I understand that as well. But it's hard to take if you're get beaten 4-0, it's very hard to take.
Do you think playing Cove on a Monday night in such a tight schedule had any effect on fatigue in the squad? Or
No, I thought we were good in Cove. You know, as I said, probably 90-minute runs going down. Listen, he had a cross in, and obviously we could have got better bodies in the box. In Wexford, it might have kicked in a small bit against Wexford. It was just a different game up there. It was first half, we had the wind. Second half, they were pumping balls on us. And, you know, we stopped playing. And listen, it might have kicked in against Wexford. But the players, they get plenty of recovery. They're well looked after. So, as I said, I don't want any excuses. I mean, we put the players on the pitch and, you know, we back them 100%, you know, at the moment, even tonight. It's not acceptable for... and I know it's a young squad, but it's the performances that we've showed in the last few weeks. It's nothing compared to what we've seen tonight.
And does Longford now become almost like a must-win to get you back in those playoff contentions?
Yeah, but every game is you want to win. It will be tough. Listen, Longford's a tough place to go, you know. So, as I said, is that players need to regroup and we need to go again. You know, it will be difficult, but it's a challenge to the players, and they should look forward to it.